Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. A little dreary out this morning. you got light snow, very light, but still kind of slick out everywhere, basically. Got a little fog mist thing going on. It's like 24 degrees out. So it's not terribly bad, but, you know, just be careful out there because it's still a little slick out with the ice and the fog and the mist and that sort of thing. 24 degrees in Fargo, 16 out in Tioga and overcast. Feels like 9 below out in Tioga. Feels like 4 below here in Fargo. Want to get your opinion, your take, your feel for last night's State of the Union address. Did you hear anything you like? Did you, and with my audience, I know, I mean, the conversations I had last night, it's pretty nuts, but anything in there you like, and I'm going to be, I'm probably going to surprise a lot of folks. There was something that I liked in the State of the Union address last night. I'm going to share that with you later on. But I want to know about what you thought of the State of the Union address and the follow-up, the Republican response. I want to get that from you. See where you're at with that. How did you what was your opinion of Joni Ernst? Those are my two questions that I will, I'm putting out there for the entire show. You can call in whenever and weigh in on that. 855-217-76, extension 2. It's you live on air and into the conversation. Wow. You got Larry right off the bat. What's on your mind this morning, Larry?
Well, first, it's great news for farmers. The price of fertilizer has got to be plummeting. After all the male bovine excrement that was flowing last night, after Obama was done, I thought fertilizer prices were going to drop 25-33%. And then Ernst spoke, and I'm convinced it's got to drop between 50-75% now.
Oh, man, Larry. So what did you I know how you feel about the marches in chief. I have no doubt you know how you feel about that. But what did you think of the response, the Republican response?
The usual cowardness. There's no fight there. The only thing we're going to fight are conservatives and Tea Partiers. We're going to just roll over, play dead, and cave in like we always do.
I thought that
I saw no hope at all.
And I saw a lot of platitudes. I saw a lot of, you know, feel. I didn't see a lot of substance. And with Joni, and God bless her, man, I'm guessing she did the best that she could. Didn't really feel a connection, though. I just didn't. And I love the story, the bread bag story. I love that. I love the Hardee's biscuit line story that, you know, attempting to connect. But I just didn't feel it, man. I did not feel it. I think that the Democrats and the liberals and the collectivists in this country got a lot more bang for their buck than we did, because, you know, Obama.
Yeah. I felt her speech was written by the East Coast Beltway elites that control the Republican branch of the Democrat Party.
Oh, man, you're full of those one-liners this morning. Oh, Larry, any hope going forward? I mean, do you see any bright lights on the horizon?
The only bright light for my three grandsons is if they can become good little party apparatchiks in the future. Otherwise, they're doomed to a life of misery and poverty in a Marxist dictatorship.
Oh man, oh, come on, Larry.
Yeah, give us something. No, we don't have a representative republic.
I agree with you there.
Does Kramer represent North Dakota?
How do you feel about
Kevin Cramer represents the Republican branch of the Democrat Party?
Well, and I guess that's the rub. We all feel, I do too, feel disenfranchised by the parties that are supposed to represent us. What I see going on now is a lot of the political parties trying to survive rather than acting in the best interest of our country. Thanks, Larry, for your contributions this morning. I don't know. And the conversations that I had last night, I made a couple of observations. My very first one was this, because people always, you know, they see me as a Tea Party guy, one of those wacko birds that nothing Obama ever does will ever please me and that sort of thing. And that's not the truth. I mean, that's not true. I said last night, you know, I love this country. I mean, you gotta love a country where in, like, MLK's birth week, you know, in the midst of Al Sharpton saying, you know, white privilege this and blah, blah, blah that and race baiting and that whole thing. In the midst of all that, we have the first African American president giving the State of the Union address, and you gotta love that. I mean, there is something profound in that. And my friends were looking at me kind of weird. But I do. I think that is awesome. And it shows, contrary to what a lot of the folks out there, especially on the left, believe, that we are somehow this bigoted country and, you know, we don't like minorities and that sort of thing. You have an African-American president giving, you know, the State of the Union address on MLK's birth week. And I just think that that was pretty cool. But then after you move past that, the guy's a great orator, but other than that, that's about it. That's it. I'm trying to listen to him objectively, unbiasedly, and that's pretty hard to do. But everything that he says is basically a Marxist burrito. It's the redistribution of wealth. A lot of the stuff it sounds great until you get into how you're going to pay for it. And then that's the rub, you know. Yeah, I want smart kids and a great workforce and all of that stuff. But when you got to steal to get it, I, you know, that's where you kind of lose me. And I want to know where you guys are at. 2 years of free community college for any citizen that wants it. How do you feel about that? And I'm of two minds about that. I think that, you know, if you're out there and you're slugging it out and you're 4.0 GPA, and you don't even have, in my opinion, if you're in there and you're making decent grades and you just, your parents for some reason don't have the money to send you to college, you should be able to get an academic scholarship. Now, whether or not the government should give you that, that's the sticking point. I think schools should work something out there, or the private sector should work something out there. Not so sure I want, you know, the government growing a little bit bigger and using, you know, hey, we're going to get everybody educated as the vehicle for that growth. I'm never good with that. Big government getting bigger. One of the stark contrasts I saw in last night's speech, and I'm going to use apples and apples comparison. Clinton said the era of big government is over. It's done. We're sick and tired of it. Obama said, big government, embrace it, because it's here, it's getting bigger. That's what I heard last night. I want to know how you felt about that. I'm going to talk to Blankita Cullum, Ellen Radner later on, and I'm going to get both of their takes. And I'm going to sit on my hands. I'm going to ask them pointedly, what did you like? What didn't you like? What could we do better? How'd you like your response? I'm just going to sit back and let them give their points of view, and then we'll talk about that on the other side of our conversation with Ellen Radner and Blinky the Column. But I really want to I want to get your take on what you think the state of the union, of our union, is. Do you think it's Obama's vision for America? Is that a good state for our union to be in? I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, all of the pom-pom moments that he had, you know, low unemployment, blah, 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 this and that. And then I'm also thinking about, you know, what about the labor participation? What about all of the folks that just said, you know what, it's just too hard. I mean, it's too hard to find a job. I can't find a job, so I'm just going to quit trying and, you know, live off the government dole. I think I heard close to 40% of Americans, eligible Americans that could work, are not working. I don't think that that's a good thing, man. maybe in liberal land where, you know, the more folks you have on the government dole, the better. But not out here in middle America. We kind of like to work. So there you go. Ellen Radner, Blinky the Column, right after this break, and your phone calls when we get back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. We're talking a little State of the Union this morning. 855-217-76. A couple of questions that I have for the folks. Do you agree with any of President Obama's points? Do you agree that no challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change? I want to know your opinion on that. I'm going to hold mine until I get some feedback on that. But do you agree that no challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change? I don't know. 855-200-1776, extension 2. A couple of other points that President Obama made. 2 years of community college, free, for any citizen that wants it. Do you agree with that? Is there something redeemable in that? Sounds like, and I've heard references being made about our president to like Robin Hood and that sort of thing. I don't get that. I Robin Hood, in my opinion, stole from the government to give to the folks. And Obama does the exact opposite, man. I don't see it. So there you go. Hey, Blangita, we're talking
good
about this.
Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Good morning. We're talking about the State of the Union speech from last night. And I was asking the folks, you know, what did you like? What did you not? And I'm going to ask you the same thing. First of all, just kind of generically, what did you think about the tenor and tone of the speech, of Obama's speech last night?
Well, it was interesting because a friend of mine, a colleague of mine who is leans obviously more to the left than I, said that there was a certain kind of a substance that was missing from it. I mean, all the words were seemed to be said right, and there was a lot of energy in the tone of his voice. There was kind of a way that he tried to be casual and kind of, you know, connect with the audience, but something was missing.
Yeah. And what do you think about, certain points that he made? Do you agree that no challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change? Do you agree with that?
No, I do not. And the interesting thing about that, you know, I've done since with the hard question we deal with energy issues. And clearly there is a divide on that. Even with NASA scientists, there have been at least 30 of them that have come out and made their own statements saying that the science is not settled. So I think that, you know, it certainly is important to get the information and determine whether it is correct. Certainly there are things happening with the environment, but why can't we do it based on real good data and a scientific discussion than just trying to not be able to discuss it because people say, well, you know, shut up, the science is settled. Science is never settled. If that were the case,
right,
there wouldn't be scientific discoveries.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Daily Mail, and one of their headlines is NASA scientist says, we said 2014 is the warmest year, but we're only 38% sure about that. So nothing
is
certain.
Well, what's going to be interesting is, you know, who's going to be the head of that committee is Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. So we'll see. I would love to see us be able to get back in the race for space. I'd
right.
love to see young people be able to have role models as astronauts and try to go out there and, you know, why should we ride second cabin to the Russians? We should be ahead of the Russians in the race for space.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I mean, something else, though, world leadership. President Obama said a couple of things about, you know, our standing in the world. One of the things that kind of struck me as odd is he said, you know, we got ISIS on the run and, you know, we're pushing them back and that sort of thing. And something about, you know, the big nations not pushing it around the smaller nations. And I think he made some reference to Putin. But I was thinking, just because he said that didn't make it so, because Putin was still, you know, slapping folks around over there and,
correct,
you know, kicking kittens and that sort of thing. And there wasn't very much that we did about it. And ISIS has taken over tons of space. I mean, of land, of money, of facilities, all of that stuff. And we're kind of sitting back and allowing it to happen. So a lot of the things
interesting to go back and revisit, what did Putin do with Chechnya? What are the French going to do now? You know, you've got this whole, you've got the French that are trying to sue Fox News because of the term no-go zones. But frankly, they've got to deal with terrorism instead of trying to sue a network.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if we ultimately have to revisit how Putin dealt with the issue of terrorism. And while we don't want to be Russia, how are we going to coalesce with other countries that are having to combat the same issue? Because I felt that was a bit missing in the speech.
What do you think of the 2 years of community college? Free for any citizen that wants it.
Well, but who pays for it?
Yeah, that's the sticking point.
My father used to say there's no free lunch.
Yeah.
That's the question. Who's going to pay for all this stuff? There's been no discussion where it's going to come from and who's going to pay for it, because we all know we're going to have to pay for it. And frankly, you know, in many cases, it is the poor that pays for it and the middle class that pays for it. But who's going to pay for it?
Right. We're going to pay for it.
I wish I'd heard Joni Ernst talk about that and her speech afterwards.
Joni Ernst. How did her speech grab you? I mean,
it didn't grab me at all. I think she's a nice woman. I would have liked to have heard a lot of gravitas. I mean, it's great to say I walked 10 miles in the snow and I had my shoes wrapped in plastic bags. But exactly, I want to know strategy. It's not enough that you're a first termer. It's not enough to know that you're a woman. I don't care about that anymore. I'm so past all of that. Give me strategy. Give me a plan and tell me how we're going to implement it. And what I missed in the president's speech that was charismatic, but it didn't talk about any way that he was truly going to sit down with the members of the Congress. He said in a charming way he was going to veto the Keystone Pipeline.
Right.
But you know what? People are getting kind of sick of the fact that, you know, all right, so we have the pep rally. Now what's different? What's going to change? What's going to happen? And, you know, we've all become kind of jaded to this sort of thing.
And I noticed that he worked a lot of his little pet projects in there. He worked in pro-choice folks in there. And just so the folks know, Shanley is leading the March for Life down there. My son is down there in Washington.
Oh,
they're
really?
I know. How cool is that?
Cool. I'm sure you're really proud of him.
Oh, I am very proud, and it would have been great to have President Obama acknowledge those high schoolers coming out, standing up for life, but, you know, heck would freeze over before that happened.
I would have to say, dream on, baby.
Thanks, Blank Keeter.
We know how good a guy that your young man is, and we're proud of your son.
I am very proud. Thanks, Blank Keeter. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Club, 855-200-1776. Get you live on air and into the conversation, or you can go to my social media and leave some feedback there. Common Sense Club radio show, Facebook and Twitter, and my own personal Facebook page is Leon Francis on Facebook. All politics. There's no foodie shots on there. I'm not one of those guys. I don't do selfies, so you don't have to worry about that. It's all politics. A little light politics too. The fact of the matter is, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm gonna walk this back just a bit. I spoke to Blanquita just a little bit about Shanley's going to Washington, March for Life. They're leading that parade. Love it. My son is down there. His mom and I could not be prouder. Told him to take lots of pictures and that sort of thing. But there was a question, you know, in the forum that said, should kids be allowed to do this, that sort of thing? This is a big issue, blah, 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 this and that. And my mindset is this. Who better? What better spokesman do we have? I mean, you could have some old curmudgeon like me standing up there going, life, blah, blah, blah. But who's a better spokesman for life than the brightest, most articulate kids that North Dakota has to offer? That's what I'm saying, man. I think that they are awesome spokespeople. And if you've ever heard, like, and I'm just gonna, because I'm a dad and I'm a proud dad, I'm just gonna kind of throw my pom-poms on for a minute. If you've ever heard my kids talk about life, or, you know, versus, you know, the whole choice thing, and it's a beautiful thing. They understand. They get the concept that killing kids is kind of wrong. So I don't think that there's a big, you know, I don't think it goes too far over their head. Goshnail is a monster. And, you know, the folks at March for Life are, in my opinion, they're saints. It's a phenomenal movement. I say they are the greatest spokesmen and women, young men and women that we could ever hope for. And my hat is off to Shanley and to the organizers of the March for Life. And I hope that you do all that you can to support them in their efforts, because it is an admirable effort. We should all stand up for life. Our parents obviously did. So there you go. Anyway, I'm going to put my pom-poms down now. But that's what the good folks at Shanley and JP2 Schools are doing this week. They're on their way up there right now to Washington, D.C. to give a little North Dakota common sense to those folks who are suffering from Potomac fever. Our president is definitely suffering from Potomac fever, but that's neither here nor there. Now, I'm going to go to some of the feedback on my social media. I asked the question, you know, we're talking about the State of the Union on today's Common Sense Club radio show. Do you agree that no challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change? One of my good friends says, the greatest threat to our future generations is Democrats. And I say spot on, and he's already getting tons of likes on that one. Someone else chimed in, Sue chimed in, the arrogance of believing in that we control the weather completely baffles me. There you go. One of my friends, Scott, says, I think it's an issue we need to watch. Our biggest issue right now is education and our lack of it. High school is a joke. Kids are not coming to college prepared. The student loan debt is going to explode here pretty soon and that sort of thing. So there you go. I don't think that climate change is the biggest threat. Like Obama said last night, he brought that to our attention. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the biggest threat that faced our nation. Wow. Tell that to all the hoity-toities that are flying off to that that convention in their private jets and leaving a massive carbon footprint. All the talk about climate change and, you know, how we can clean up the environment. Tell that to those guys. That's my opinion on that whole thing. And I also asked a question. I posed a question, you know, should we offer 2 years of community college free to any citizen that wants it? And that's an open question. I want to know, I really want your opinion on that. My sticking point is, you know, how are we going to pay for it? I mean, because it's all great. Everything is great. I mean, we could put a chicken in every pot. But how are you going to pay for those chickens, man? That's what I want to know. I mean, if you're going to steal from the rich and the pseudo-rich or the, you know, the newly minted rich simply because they have two cars in the driveway, I'm not for it, you know? So that would be my sticking point. But I want to know, how do you feel about 2 years community college free in the U.S. of A. How do you feel about that? 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. A couple of other stories that I found very interesting. And this one story that I'm going to bring up now, I'm going to throw it out there, and I just want your response. There's a new survey from Politico that ranks Minnesota as the top state in the nation, and it's tied with New Hampshire. Think about that. We are, North Dakota, we're ranked like 15th. Do you agree with that? Or is that pot logic? I say that a little tongue in cheek. But you got to remember, this is the people that elected, what's his name, Ventura? These are the folks that... It makes me scratch my head. I'm like, really? Minnesota? Are you kidding me? Over North Dakota? How do you feel about that? Do you think that Minnesota should be number one and North Dakota, that who is, we are the economic beacon? And I'm not just saying this. This is a fact. Economic beacon of the nation, man. And we got more jobs than we have people here. And we're trying to get more. We got like campaigns, ad campaigns, trying to pull people in the North Dakota because we have so many jobs and we have so few people. That's a good thing. We got the Bakken Shale. We have oil. We could have oil independence if, you know, the federal government would get out of the way and that sort of thing. We have our income levels are like through the roof. Especially personal income and personal income growth and that sort of thing. I mean, I think when you look at factors like that, there's no way this Politico article can be, you know, something just doesn't pass the smell test with me when I'm looking at that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I don't agree with those rankings. I want to know how you feel about that. A new survey from the Politico ranks Minnesota as the top state in the nation, tied with New Hampshire. And we are like 15th. 15th, man. Come on. Anyway, something else that on these types of segments, I like to say things that float your boat, trip your trailer, cheese your grits, that sort of thing. Something else that I just found really interesting. I don't know if you've heard about this story. There was this Georgia cop. And we've been having this debate over, you know, distracted driving and texting while driving and that whole thing. And even right here in North Dakota, we've been having this debate. How do you feel about a police officer that pulls you over, gives you a ticket for eating a cheeseburger while you're driving? Now, you're probably saying, well, that's dangerous. You're swerving around. You're distracted. You probably ran a red light, that sort of thing. You should get a ticket. But that's the rub. The guy didn't run a red light. He was not swerving. He was not doing anything reckless or endangering anyone. He was simply driving, and the police officer observed him mowing down on a Big Mac, and that was enough to pull him over and give him a citation. How do you feel about that? Is that coming to a North Dakotan a town near you? How do you feel about that? I say distracted driving, yes. You know, if it's a danger, you know, and you're like swerving around and that sort of thing, you blow through a red light because you're, you know, you got your big glope up to your lips or you're trying to change the knob. Yeah, that's distracted driving. You should probably get cited for that. But not just for the simple fact that you got a double quarter pounder dripping with cheese and bacon and, you know, now I'm hungry, so I'm going to digress. I don't know. There's something about that story. Just roaming. That's what I'm putting that in my cheese, my grits category. Dave out in Barnes County, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, you mentioned Kevin Cramer and my opinion of him is that he lies like a Democrat, and I consider him a Democrat with a really bad Republican paint job that's chipping away.
Oh, wow. So tell us how you really feel, Dave. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I spent 22 years as a reporter, and so I got a pretty good grasp on politicians.
I gotta say, I don't see Kevin Cramer as being a Democrat, and I don't agree with him on a number of different things, and I've challenged him publicly on the things that I don't agree with him on, especially when it comes to civil liberties and like NSA spy tactics and some of the things that he has supported, especially when it comes to internet security and things like that. A lot of things, and I take him to task publicly and at his little coffee shop meetings that he has. But, you know, I don't think he's a Democrat. I mean, I'm looking at Obama last night. I don't think that Kevin Cramer is that far Marxist. I do understand, I do understand the angst. I mean, we elect you, you represent us, and when you don't do that, when you only move the can, you know, a couple of inches as opposed to, you know, a foot, you're still moving the can to the left. I get that, and I want to hold these folks accountable. But, yeah, we got to be a little realistic. Dave, I'll let you answer that on the other side of this break. I'll let you, you know, finish up. You got the last word right on the other side of this break. We'll be right back with Dave from Barnes County.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
what we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nested Consulting Service online at nestedconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nestedconsulting.com. That's nestedconsulting.com. nestedconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Talking a little State of the Union, and we've had tons of responses on my social media. But before we went to break, Dave and I were having a conversation about Kevin Cramer, whether or not he was Marxist, a Democrat, a rhino, that sort of thing. There are faults that Kevin Cramer has, and I enumerate them, you know, and I tell him, you know, I'm not one of those guys that'll sit here on radio and go blah 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 and then don't tell him to his face. I've actually been to his town hall meetings and said, Mr. Cramer, how could you do X, Y, and Z when we elected you to do, you know, A, B, and C? But do I think he's a Marxist? I'm not willing to go that far. But I'm gonna let Dave have the last word.
Well, I don't consider Cramer a Marxist Marxist either. I was thinking of more as a Democrat in the classical sense of the word.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, Obama is a Marxist. Or a hardcore socialist or whatever term you want to use for the far, far left.
And you get no argument out of me there. I mean, I'm thinking about, you remember that lady way back in, I think it was 08 or it might have been 09, the lady that was saying, you know, Obama's going to pay for my car and my house and my phone. And she is a prophet, man. We should go and grab her. She's like a magic eight ball. Because that's what this guy wants to do. Can you pay my telephone bill? Can you pay my electricity bill? Last night, that's what I heard, a Marxist burrito that he was cooking up for the entire country. How are we going to pay for it? Me and you, Dave. Me and you.
Yeah. And a whole lot of other really hardworking people.
Yeah, see, and that's what Jesus migrants, man.
89 million people supporting 109 on welfare.
How is that going to work? When are we so top heavy that this thing, whole thing, this house of cards just comes crashing down, man? Thanks, Dave. I'm listening to his speech. It's more of the same. That's what it is. It's pandering to the left. It's pandering to the I call them the gimmicrats. Because that's what they do. They pander to the folks that just want you to gimme. Give me something free. Give me what's in the rich guy's pockets that are across the street over there. That's what I want. Why does he have that? It's class, it's envy. That's what it is. And in my opinion, these guys pander to that. I got tons of feedback on whether or not, you know, the 2 years of community college free to any citizen that wants it here in America. Some folks are saying, you know, maybe pay for half. Specifically the second half, and then some folks are saying no, someone will have to pay for it, and that someone would probably be me. Someone I really respect, Linda, I met her in Washington at the Leadership Institute, really smart gal. She says, where in the Constitution is this tax and spend scheme authorized? I don't see anything noted in Article 1, Section 8's enumerated allowed powers. Therefore, it is a moot point to even discuss this. I got it. I mean, that's brilliant. I am going to cut, paste, and send this right over to the White House. Maybe Obama will read it, and maybe he'll go, wait a minute, I'm a constitutional scholar, right? This makes a lot of sense. Don't hold your breath, folks. Well, there you go. The two stories that I mentioned earlier, you know, one, Minnesota outranked us, top state in the nation, tied with New Hampshire. North Dakota is ranked number 15th. So, how do you feel about that? Or you think that Politico has been doing a little too much token on the cannabis? And I just can't see it, man. I don't understand that. Minnesota, number one, we're ranked 15th. Over this past year, I'm reading all of these articles that say North Dakota is number one in job growth and I get it. My producer is going, you know, it's not just economic factors, that sort of thing. But I mean, when I look at North Dakota, whether or not I would want to like raise my kids here or have them go to school here or, you know, have a job wherever, it's North Dakota. I don't even consider Minnesota. It's not even in the running, you know. I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing the boat here. Maybe I'm missing the point. Help me out. 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. Or extension 1, if you just want to leave it on the rant line, man, and then just say, hey, you know, I kind of like Minnesota. I think this, that, and the other thing makes it, you know, number one. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something there. But there you go. That was my one story that I put in my cheese my grits category or float your boat, trip your trailer, that sort of thing. The second one is, especially when we're talking about distracted driving, that Georgia cop that pulled over the guy, gave him a ticket for eating a cheeseburger. Now, he cited him for distracted driving, even though it's right in the citation. It says, you know, he wasn't swerving, he didn't run a red light, he wasn't driving dangerously. He just had a Big Mac hanging out of his mouth. I mean, is that the road we want to go down? Is that where we're headed right now? I don't know. Give me your opinion. And talk to Scott and Todd about these issues on What's on Your Mind coming up right after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.